Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, friends, real quick, just want to let you know that we're going to be in Missouri on Friday night. We're going to be there with speakers, Joe Miller, General Michael Flynn, and the such. And that's the very reason I am going. I'm very well aware of Michael Flynn and some of the stuff that he disperses amongst the people. Very clear. Understand what this is all about. Understand that what's going on as to who he is and what it is that he's doing. Totally get it. Okay. I have the opportunity to go and maybe be something that the Lord needs me to be for that particular time, namely a faithful witness. And in doing so, folks, remember, faithful witnesses deliver souls. The church isn't called to just highlight the problems that we see with other people. We need to get faithful people in there to do what unfaithful people are not willing to do. I guess I'm one of those guys, just for the record. But we're going to be there at the speaker conference, the Constitution Party, October 20th and 21st. I'm going to be there that night. If you want to check it out online, go to constitutionparty.com, constitutionparty.com, again, constitutionparty.com. There's several other speakers. Some of them I know, some of them I don't know. But again, this is an opportunity that we're going to take for what it is and make the most out of it. Folks, I want to highlight something really quick here before we get rocking and rolling. As you well know, I continuously point out the fact that those that are appointed as heroes into positions of government, incumbent within government, federal and state, that they are compromised and extorted men. And I continuously highlight it. I don't care if it's Marjorie Taylor Greene, how she sold out the people, played the traitor, Luke 22:48, to the people that she says she's serving. She condemns it in the north, and then she goes in the south, and she actually promotes it if she herself is not a part of it. And we know that there's insider trading. This has been going on for a long time. She is guilty as charged. Boebert's another one. She's an absolute clown, folks. You can go on to Trey Gowdy. You can go on to those that have been put into positions of heroes again to the people, like Matt Gaetz, who's caught up in sexual scandal. And the list goes on, and the list goes on, and the list goes on. And the way that you always take the litmus test is this, is you always ask the question, so they're in the position of government. They promise to uphold with their hand in the Bible, swearing to God and man that they'll uphold the enumerated laws found within the Constitution. Yet when you're looking for justice, which guards our liberties, you can't find it anywhere. That's how you know that they're compromised men. And you know that, friends, they're extorted men by the lack of justice. And the reason I'm saying that, friends, is because, again, if you look over the top of the Supreme Court injustices, the 9 unelected bureaucrats, that are sitting on the bench in Washington, D.C. It has a picture of Moses with the 2 commandments, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. And what does it say right under there? Justice, guards our liberty. And what the American people don't have today is justice. But don't ask me. Just go ahead and ask guys like this, namely Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan was just put into the place of Speaker of the House. Did anybody pay attention as to how that all went down? Isn't it interesting here? Mr. Sex Trafficker, Matt Gaetz, he says, I want MacArthur removed. They removed MacArthur. Whatever happened to what they call on the left? Why didn't they get rid of Pelosi? I'm curious, why didn't they call for impeachment and remove Joe Biden? No, because this isn't what they're supposed to do right now. They're just pushing the board around to make it look like the good people are in power again, once again, only to fail the test. But again, as I always say, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. And when you hear what you have been conditioned to believe is the right, highlight the crimes of the left, they're only showing you that they're not doing their job. Jim Jordan is one of these guys, friends. Matter of fact, I did a little homework before the show, and now he's the new Speaker of the House. Remember what Albert Pike said? He said that when the people need a hero, when the people need a hero, we will deliver him up. When the people need a hero, we will deliver him up. Who is that? Albert Pike, the top devil, right, little minion, John 8:44, that oversaw the Masons during his particular time. And he's now in hell eating the fruit of his own ways. And I bet he could only wish to hear that word repent again, but he failed to take heed that God was not playing, and he met his judge on that final day, Hebrews 9:27. But what I did, going back to Jim Jordan, is I found out that he was the House Judiciary Committee oversight. He was the ranking member. He was the chair of the House Judiciary Committee, okay? So the Judiciary Committee, that should give you a little hint as to what he's supposed to be doing. What is the job? To oversee the Department of Justice, the DOJ. Okay, how many innocent people are in jail right now over January 6th for exercising the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights? Where was Jordan then? I mean, folks, the list goes on, and it's not just Jordan, it's Daryl Issa, it's Jason Chaffetz, it's every single one of them. What's the message that the American people are receiving today? And they're actually partaking with. The innocent go to jail, and the guilty and the wicked are being promoted. Just the exact opposite of the purpose of government, which only has three functions. Restrain men from transgressing God's law, 1 John 3:4, maintaining order, and condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. So if Jim Jordan was to oversee the Department of Justice and consider executive and judicial nominations and review pending legislation, how is it that the guilty are still free to go ahead and do the things that they want to do while the innocent are sitting in jail for exercising their First Amendment right? Again, talking about January 6th, there's a plethora of topics in which we can cover. But again, friends, I'm here to tell you, Jim Jordan, the new Speaker of the House, he's a plant, he's compromised, and if you take the time, just take 15 minutes, cross-check everything I'm telling you. Go ahead and do your homework on every single one of them that is put up as the people's heroes, and go ahead and pull the curtain back just a little bit, and you're going to find that there is some sort of scandal behind each and every one of them. And I'm not talking about a scandal that they stood for righteousness. No, they're not standing for righteousness. They're a part of some scandal that was unrighteous, wicked in so many different ways. What I'm going to do on the other side of this break is I'm going to go over and I'm going to play a piece. Believe it or not, March 6, 2020, they actually did a piece on Jim Jordan, and they took it to six former wrestlers who said Jim Jordan knew about the abuse that was happening on the wrestling team. And here again, friends, it fits the time, what is being exposed right now, all the pedophiles in your governments, look who they've appointed as heads to your military, friends, men dressed as women, advocating the gay agenda like nobody's business, and here comes Jim Jordan being accused of knowing all about what was going on, but what did he do? He shunned justice, just like he's been doing for the last 3 years. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean.
Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Okay, just wanted to give everybody a heads up really quick. If you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, our schedule is there. And boy, oh boy, once I gave the word that we are in Michigan again, that little tour just stacked up real quick. So we're going to be out in Michigan. This will be in December. And then we're going to be in Missouri this Friday. And then after that, friends, we're going to be in Arizona, California, and we're looking to be in other parts of the country as well. But go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go over to Bradley's schedule, and you will find us over there. So during the break, I was just highlighting the fact that those that have been put up as fighters for your freedom, every single one of them, every single one of them that I have found that has been sold to you by the mainstream media, that is controlled by six corporations worldwide through the Mockingbird Media, every single one of them is compromised and they're extorted. If you have not taken the time to see Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, you need to watch it. You need to watch it, folks, because this was out in the 30s telling you what's going on and how the narrative was controlled back then was through the media. And I've shared with you, friends, that 94% of all the information you get through the mainstream media, 94% of it is controlled under those six corporations worldwide. No joke. Just ask those that are a part of it. I mean, that's why they're all parroting the same thing. It's coming from their teleprompters are being fed the same thing worldwide. And also keep in mind, and I'm going to speak about America in particular, but if you look at what's going on, look at how it goes from the East Coast to the West Coast. It's the same exact narrative, them all reading from their teleprompters, and parroting what it is that the mainstream media is giving them to say to you. And it's all the same. Nothing different. During the break, as I was highlighting the fact right before the break, that Jim Jordan is now the Speaker of the House. They're delivering up Jimmy as the good guy. Because all the conservatives of the day, which, by the way, are the problem, they are yesterday's liberals, Matthew 5:13. There's no doubt about it. They're the establishment that everybody's complaining about. But they keep getting sucked back into the same game. And they keep getting sucked back into the same game of the political lies that are created to make lies sound truthful, said Orwell back in the 80s. Nobody wants to listen until it's too late. Well, I'm highlighting Boebert, who's caught up in scandal. Jason Chaffetz, who I know is a fact, was part of a cover-up concerning Extortion 17 from the family members. Okay, the list goes on. Trey Gowdy, look at how much money these people have aggrandized and how they've accumulated their wealth in office, only making $174,400 a year, and now they're in the millionaire status. Again, can we say insider trading? According to some people on social media platform, I guess if they make a resolution that they can do insider trading, I guess it's legal then, right? No, it's not. Anything that stands in contrast to the U.S. Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land, Article 6, Section 2, period. Anything that usurps that, anything beyond that, where they assume authority that's not given unto them, delegated to them by the people, it does not apply. Thomas Jefferson said, nugatory, nugatory, it's void, null and void. Okay, so what about Marjorie Taylor Greene? Well, I just seen someone say, well, she's the only one standing up for the January 6th. Incarcerated. Really? Really? And to prove the point that I was making, and hopefully you heard that and caught wind of as to my meaning and what I was conveying to you, where are all those incarcerated individuals today? 350 out of 950 Americans that were there on January 6th have been incarcerated. Where are they at? Oh, well, they're still there. That's my point. That is my point. Marjorie, just like the rest of them, sell themselves to the American people, and there's the mainstream media giving them the microphone and putting the cameras to their face to convey the message that they want to you. Look what she's doing for us. Look what they're doing for us. Wait a second. We're to judge them by what they do and their fruit. Where's their fruit? Matthew 7:16. There isn't none. Are you appeased with what they're telling you? That's why we call them the great American appeasers. Because justice is never brought. And again, justice guards our liberties, but justice is what's missing. Listen to this. In John 8:44, it says, you are of the father, your devil, and the lust of your father will you do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Okay, and I want to tell you what Scripture says in Proverbs 19:9, a false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. You'll lose your soul over that sin. Well, it's just one sin, Bradley. I know, but that's all it takes is one little leak in a boat to sink the whole ship, right? I'm talking about your souls in a parable. Okay, so let's go back to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Someone are trying to say that she was doing something for the people. No, she's not. Marjorie Taylor Greene, the one who decried the vaccine Nazis during the whole pandemic, who boasted about not being vaccinated, was found to be guilty of investing into the very companies that she was publicly condemning. Proverbs 17:15. You see how this works? Every one of them are guilty of this. In 2020, at least 13 senators and 35 U.S. representatives, as they call themselves, held shares of Johnson & Johnson, the medical behemoth that produced the single-shot COVID-19 vaccine that more than 15 million Americans allegedly received. At least 11 senators and 34 representatives also held shares in 2020 of another COVID vaccine manufacturer called Pfizer. Okay? Marjorie Taylor Greene, a Republican from Georgia who had decried vaccine Nazis and boasted about not getting the vaccine, reported owning stock in COVID-19 makers during 2020, including Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, according to the financial disclosure that she submitted in August. August. It's the same thing with Ron Paul. He denounces Anthony Fauci, who's, by the way, re-engaging to attack people again. Rand Paul has raised I don't know how much money saying that he caught Anthony Fauci in a lie. How many times has he exposed Anthony Fauci as being a liar, Americans? How many times have you seen Rand Paul talk about how he caught him in a lie and raising money? And ignorant Americans continuously increase his wealth for every little fleece that he makes when he sends you one. Where's the justice? There isn't any. Why? Because Rand Paul, his wife behind closed doors, while he was allegedly attacking Tony Fauci for lying to Congress about the whole pandemic, his wife was behind your backs going out and buying stock in something called Remdesivir. Do you see this, Americans? I can go and you name him. Bring up his name. Go ahead, give me a call, 1-866-582-9933, and I'll tell you exactly what they're responsible for. Every single one of them. I don't care if it's Kristi Noem from South Dakota, who's a total fraud, Ron DeSantis, who's a total fraud from Florida, or any of these others that I'm talking about right now. Let me go back to Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene again. She accused the Walt Disney Company of sexualizing children. This is Marjorie Taylor Greene again. I'm going back to her specifically just to confront some of those that still believe that she's a good person. Here, you know them by their fruit, Matthew 7:16. Did you know that as she was accusing the Walt Disney Company of sexualizing children, Greene was also owning up to the fact that she had $45,000 worth of Disney stock. Are you listening, folks? She's buying stock in Disney while publicly she's telling you that she's supporting a bill that says don't say gay bill. Folks, they're compromised. Period. Right? This reminds me of Mitch McConnell. How many times have I shared this with you? He's Mr. Anti-Drug. But he was the one that was busted. And by the way, the MSM, the mainstream media, the useful idiots, completely censored this information. Mitch McConnell's married into the Chinese family. His in-laws are Chinese. They own a whole line of ships. One in particular was called the Ping Mei. They were busted transporting over 90 pounds of cocaine into America. So that should explain to you where old Mitch's wealth is coming from. I mean, folks, I think of Mr. Anti-Gun in San Francisco. He was busted. He's in prison for 5 years for what? Gun trafficking. Arms trafficking. He got an A-plus from the Brady Bill. Folks, everything you're being told about these people, you should judge them by their fruit, because that is why you're in trouble, is because you're not judging them. And in upholding God's justice, knowing his law so we can bring about justice, is our wisdom in the sight of the nations. But you've been taught by the hirelings in the pulpit, John 10:12, not to judge. Yeah. Hey, don't twist scripture the way Satan twisted scripture, folks. You can say what you want to say. The only thing I'm doing is holding to God's statutes and exposing your crime. And either you're going to repent now or it's going to be too late on Judgment Day. Revelation 21, starting verse 8. I'm going to come right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Sons of Liberty Media.com. I have many more things I can cover on Marjorie Taylor Greene, but this isn't what I planned. But if that's where you want to go, I can go ahead and show you exactly what you're dealing with when it comes to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Okay? Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Media. Media.com. Again, we'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Two people were killed in a shooting in Brussels, Belgium yesterday that authorities described as a terrorist attack ahead of a soccer match between Belgium and Sweden. President Biden taking a trip to Israel. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said yesterday during a briefing after meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the president will make the trip tomorrow. A judge has imposed a narrow gag order on Donald Trump in his federal election interference case. This order forbids all involved parties from publicly targeting special counsel, Jack Smith, his team, court personnel, and potential witnesses. The top Democrat in the Senate wants Hamas wiped out. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Hamas must be stopped once and for all. Corey Myers, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Okay, so now I guess what we're doing is we're just negotiating. Now we're compromising and we're taking on the lesser of two evils. Is that what it is? Yeah, well, you know, when it comes to the lesser of two evils, vote for neither one of them. 2 Chronicles 19:2. You don't have to put up with that. Hey, folks, if you're new to the show, listen carefully. You're told right now that there's just a handful of individuals running for the presidency of the United States of America. They're legitimizing the baser sort, 1 Kings 13:33, because they're lowering the standard of the American people by giving you options that are not even real options. There's over 900 to 1,000 different presidential contenders, and you're hearing about two individuals. Neither one of them are legitimate. Look who they've been serving. It hasn't been the American people. Read the Constitution, folks, and you're going to understand everything I'm telling you. Do your homework, and I won't have to be on the show day by day trying to convince you of what I know is true. I'm going to go back to Jim Jordan really quick, and I want you to listen to this carefully. He is the new Speaker of the House. Some guy said, "Bradley, you got misinformation. Jim Jordan, he's not Speaker of the House." And I want you to listen to this real quick, okay?
Madam Clerk, colleagues, on behalf of the House Republican Conference, I rise today to nominate the gentleman from Ohio, Jim Jordan, as Speaker of the People's House.
It's a nomination. Okay. He won the nomination. Okay. This just happened 1 hour ago. Okay. I want you to listen to what this lady has to say. Maybe that's how I should have said it. The nomination.
Great crisis across America. A time of historic challenges in this very chamber, and a time when heinous acts of terror and evil.
Listen to what she says.
Against our great ally, Israel. As this body convenes for the sacred responsibility to elect the next Speaker of the People's House, I am reminded of the Book of Esther. For such a time as
okay.
this.
Now, this is what they do to deceive the people. Almost every politician, regardless of how debased they are, how reprobate they are, how debauched they are, they always make reference to Scripture. Why? Because they want to put the 86% of the people in this country back to sleep. That's why they make reference to Scripture. Folks, Obama did it. If that doesn't explain to you what I'm trying to convey to you, it's insane that they say the same things. This woman right here is, in fact, telling you what has been going on inside of your government. She's telling you everything we told you in this little two-minute piece. In saying that, I want to go back to this. Jim Jordan has been officially nominated for the Speaker of the House. So when I said the Speaker of the House, maybe I conveyed to you that he already won the nomination. If that's the case, forgive me if that's the case. Okay, but I do know that this is brand new information and that she just nominated him for the Speaker of the House. He won the nomination. That's what I should have said if I said it wrong or if you took it wrong. And maybe you didn't, okay? I want you to listen to the rest of what she has to say here, because she begins to define what's been going on inside of this country as they're putting up Jim Jordan to be the next Speaker of the House. Check this out.
Jim Jordan will be America's Speaker for such a time as this.
Incredible.
A time when hardworking American families are struggling under the vice of inflation, not able to afford groceries, heat, or gas because of the trillions and trillions of dollars.
Doesn't this reflect the people that are highlighting the crimes? Yes, it does. She's sitting there telling you all the bad things Joey's gotten away with. Well, what good are they? What is the purpose? I mean, they want you again to believe that there's a two-party system, which in fact there isn't. We're all ruled by law, but if they can break it up and get people to believe that there's two-party, then they can divide and conquer, and that's what they're doing. But what she's doing right now is highlighting how impotent and illegitimate what you call the right is. Because, again, if the right was doing the right thing, there wouldn't be a left. Listen carefully.
Reckless spending by failed far-left government. A time when millions are being illegally trafficked and smuggled across
our southern
and northern borders due to the catastrophic and inhumane wide-open borders of Joe Biden.
Wide-open borders of Joe Biden. Here, I'm going to say this. I want to bring it right back to my plate. This isn't Joe Biden's government. This is your government. Read the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. This is a reflection of what the American people tolerate as to what they define as being good in this country, who have done nothing but highlight the crimes of evil within. This isn't Joe Biden's government, no more than it was Donald Trump's or Barack Hussein Obama's. It's our government's. And what we're listening to right now, she's not talking about a third world country. She's talking about what in fact is going on in your country. Your country. And what it is your said representatives have sat down on and have tolerated within the halls of government. These people right here are what you tolerate, Americans. It's corrupt. To no end. The left is the fruit of the right.
Time when violent crime is skyrocketing across America, destroying our great cities,
exactly.
Suburbs, and small towns, where people no longer feel safe in their homes or in their communities. A time when
okay, American so again, she just said no, where Americans no longer feel safe. Why? Because the rule of law has completely been washed away. It's the mystery of iniquity in 2 Thessalonians. It's where during end times, the love of many waxed cold. Why? Because of the workers of lawlessness. They loved their sin. They don't love their brethren. They forgot what it means to do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. If the government was in fact doing their job and upholding the laws, we wouldn't be listening to this speech right now.
It's been crushed by Joe Biden's radical
Here's the bad guy. Joe's always the bad guy. He's the bad guy. Every country deserves the government it has. This is a reflection of the American people and what it is that they tolerate. And these little game players right here are trying to blame Joe for what it is that they have failed to prosecute. That's a fact. That is a fact. Read Article 2, Section 3. What's the purpose of those that reside incumbent within the walls of government? To what? Enforce what? The laws found within the Constitution faithfully. That's their job. Is this what they're highlighting? Nope, but they're getting rich, aren't they? How are they doing that, folks? It's because they're not representing the people.
Far-left policies causing seizures.
Far-left. No such thing. No such thing as far-left policies. No such thing.
Families to pay more at the pump and struggle with skyrocketing utility bills. A time when the federal government is weaponized against we the people,
yep,
who they are supposed to serve, stripping us of our God-given constitutional rights.
She's telling you another lie. We're not being stripped of our God-given rights. I had to tell some clown from Michigan that didn't want to listen to the truth of the matter. Well, he wanted to sit and play the same game as this woman by blaming somebody for what she tolerates. I'm here to tell you that your rights are never stripped away. They're forfeited. You want your rights, then you're going to have to fight for your rights. 1 Timothy 6:2.
Wrongfully targeting conservatives.
Wrong. Okay, now she's talking about the government in America wrongfully targeting Americans. No, that means they made the American people their enemies. Listen to what she says, folks. This is insane. Listen carefully. Matter of fact, I'm going to back it up just a little bit. I want you to listen to the whole of what she said.
Stripping us of our God-given constitutional rights and wrongfully targeting conservatives, Catholics, and even parents at school board meetings. And a time when the people of our closest and most precious ally, Israel, suffered the bloodiest day since the Holocaust, with acts of inhumane evil committed by Hamas terrorists backed by Iran.
Look at these clowns behind her.
Atrocities. The beheadings of babies.
Okay, now she's talking about the crimes that are being committed by Hamas. This is all war propaganda, just like the rest of it's propaganda. But also keep in mind, it's your government, your federal government, that took upon themselves to override the law that they're supposed to uphold, and they illegally sanctioned the murder of 70 million babies who are being dismembered in the womb. Dismembered in the womb, their body parts being sold on the black market. And she's talking about how bad these other people are. Are you kidding me? Hey, clean your own house before you want to tell others to clean their own. That's ridiculous. Take the board out of your own eye before you tell them that they have to take theirs out of theirs, out of their eyes. This is ridiculous. Everybody's bad, but we the people and what it is that we tolerate. Oh my goodness, that's why America's under judgment. Are we this blind to believe that we're still an upright people in this country? To stand back and tolerate what's going on in the halls of government, America? Hey, listen, this is a reflection of me too, and I don't like it. And that's why I'm here preaching against it. Bradley, why are you angry? Question for you. Why aren't you angry? He who is not angry when there is a just cause for angry is immoral. Why? Because anger looks to the good of justice. Hello. And if you can live amid injustice without being angry about it, it's because you are immoral as well as unjust. You better put a check on yourself and put yourself in the mirror of God's moral law to understand who's evil here. This is incredibly deceptive. What's going on here? To suggest that everybody's evil except for what we're perpetrating from within the halls of government sickens me to the core. And I'm going to stand before the Lord with no blood on my hands. I'm not going to have the blood of the innocent on my hands, folks. And I'm not going to have an offense in my ministry and offending God while I fail to tell you the truth. No, love worketh no ill. Love worketh no ill. We'll be right back. I'm going to finish this up.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Before it's news, I'm proud to be a sponsor of Sons of Liberty Radio, featuring Bradley Dean, live stream on our website at 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. BeforeIt'sNews.com would like to invite our audience to share Sons of Liberty Radio with your family and friends.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So I was just highlighting an individual that was introducing, and again, she's driving everything into the ground. She's telling you how bad everything is, and then what she's doing is introducing you to their nomination, Jim Jordan. Okay, I want to finish this because what she's doing right now is painting a picture of the bad guy, when in fact, they're a reflection of what they allow the bad guy to do. Let's listen to the rest of this. This is Jim Jordan, officially nominated for Speaker of the House, and then I want to play one more piece.
Kidnappings and slaughter
in America
of women, children, and the elderly.
Now she's talking about Hamas. By the way, on Saturday, I played a video for you by Ron Paul, who told you that it's your government funding both Israel and Hamas. And we know bankers fund both sides of the war, so therefore you know who's driving the war propaganda to create the war. And guess who dies? It's never the politicians. It's always innocent boys across these countries that fight the wars for them. Hey, you want the war to end? Send the politicians.
Americans taken hostage. We are here in this very chamber for such a time as this.
Amen.
Jim Jordan will be We the People speaker.
See,
for such
introducing
a time
you
as this.
As a
Our
hero.
Friend and colleague Jim Jordan is a patriot. He is an America First warrior who wins
listen to what she says. A warrior.
Going after corruption and delivering accountability at the highest levels of government on behalf of we, the people.
Okay, so right there, what she just said, let's hold her to that. What is she talking about? What is she talking about? I want to know what she's talking about. She is merely selling to you a falsehood. What is she talking about? I cannot find what she's talking about. Well, it doesn't matter. Most people are just going to take them for face value. There again is the problem.
Jim is the voice of the American people who have felt
Jim
voiceless.
Is the voice of the American people. Hold this up to what I'm going to play for you in just a moment.
For far too long.
Far too long.
Whether as judiciary chair, conservative leader, or representative for his constituents in West Central Ohio, whether on the wrestling mat or in the committee room.
On the wrestling mat. Okay, that's what I needed right there, and I totally appreciate the fact that she just brought that up. So you ready for this? This is a CNN report from 2020, March 6th of 2020, and I want you to listen as to what Jimmy Boy is responsible for. I'm actually surprised that she even brought it up due to the fact that there's much scandal around Mr. Jim Jordan. And it allies itself on so many different levels concerning the perversion that we're seeing coming from within the halls of government, from the highest levels of government. I want you to check this out.
Congressman Jim Jordan knew student-athletes were being sexually abused and are dumbfounded to understand how Jordan can deny it.
That's a lie. He's lying.
Period.
Period. He's a liar.
Tito Vasquez.
Of course he's a liar.
A walk-on wrestler in 1989 who took an elbow to the nose. Sent to team doctor Richard Strauss to stop a nosebleed, the doctor fondled his genitals.
There were some wrestlers with George.
See it all coincides to the perversion of what's going on in government.
Freezing. And that he, you know, he examined me thoroughly, extremely thoroughly, you know, my private parts. And everybody was just like, you know, kind of snickering. Jordan said, I have nothing to do with this.
But Jordan heard what you said.
Oh, he heard what I said.
Vasquez, a public school teacher for the past 27 years, is the sixth former Ohio State wrestler to tell CNN they directly told Jim Jordan of the abuse, or Jim Jordan was present when someone was recalling
it. So he was overlooking the crime.
Eight more former wrestlers tell CNN the abuse by Dr. Richard Strauss was such a routine topic of conversation that it's inconceivable Jordan did not know. Yet Jordan now...
Look at his face. He's caught with his hand in the cookie jar.
Six former Ohio State wrestlers who absolutely say you knew about...
Look at him. Guilty is H-E double hockey sticks.
Or he was there.
You guys
heard it.
You guys are still asking about this after the Perkins-Coie-Clinton's law firm investigated this and didn't even...
Clinton's law firm investigated this.
But they mentioned that 20 coaches knew about it.
Every single coach has said the same thing I have. All kinds of athletes have said the same thing I have. And the reason they've all said that is because it's the truth. Look, if I'd have known there was some kind of problem, some kind of abuse, I'd have helped out our athletes. What they're saying is just not true.
Richard Strauss killed himself in 2005. Last year, an independent investigation concluded while Dr. Strauss worked at OSU over two decades...
Yeah, every once in a while they'll tell the truth, won't they?
177 male student patients. Jim Jordan called the report a vindication because it did not name him. The report did not name any wrestling coach at Ohio State, did not find documentary evidence coaches were aware of complaints against Strauss, but 22 coaches confirmed to the investigative team that they were aware.
22 coaches agreed with what this man just said, that Jim Jordan...
OSU wrestler Dunyasha Yetz says Jordan is one of the coaches who knew because he told him. In January of 1993, Yetz went to see Strauss for a thumb spring, and the doctor tried to pull down his pants. Yetz says he kicked open the doctor's
door. You know, friends, doesn't this sound a little odd? I mean, we see from the top of the People's White House, we know that Biden's a pedophile. We know that Obama's a sodomite. I mean, how many people need to come forth, firsthand eyewitnesses and partakers of their sodomites, I should say their sodomy crimes? It seems like the people that tell you the truth are completely barred. It's like you have your ears plugged and you got your hands over your eyes. Because you don't want to know the truth. Well, that's the problem with Jim Jordan. especially concerning his position in government. And if he becomes Speaker of the House, they're sitting there hailing him as Mr. Justice, but yet we're seeing that he evaded justice. That's in fact why he's being put into place. That's exactly why he's being put into place. Americans, you still haven't figured it out, have you? Well, let me ask you the question. You're hearing all these players, all these coaches, 22 coaches, saying Jim Jordan knew exactly what was going on. Jim Jordan's calling every single one of them liars. Hey, anybody knows in the music industry, because I'm there, anybody knows, and I'm not talking about the bottom of the ring, I'm endorsed by major companies, have worked with major labels, that if you want to go further in the industry, there's a sacrifice made. If you're an actor or an actress, they will tell you that every step of the way, there's a sacrifice that needs to be made. And every step that you take up that ladder to go to where you want to go, there's another sacrifice. I had a local individual in law enforcement tell me that he was called upon to be a congressman for a particular part of the state. And he said, Bradley, he goes, I am not selling my soul to do that. Why? Because there's a sacrifice that needs to be made. And every single one of these that are put into the place of freedom fighters are compromised men. Every single one of them has a track record that's similar to what you're seeing with Jim Jordan right now. And again, if we do what the Lord tells us to do in judging them by their fruit, can anybody show me in contrast to what I'm telling you? You can go ahead and negate everything I'm telling you right now. Somebody, I don't care which one it is, show me where they have not been compromised or where they have not been extorted. Show me. I want to see it. Because I can't find it. What I continuously find is that the mainstream media keeps putting these people up like the Jim Jordans of the world, only to find that it only takes me a short amount of time to pull the curtain back to find out they are not at all who they claim to be. Every single one of them. Hey, folks, it's interesting. The real ones are in jail, isn't it? And the extorted ones, they're the ones that are being sold to you, and they're selling lies to you in promotion of those that mean to make themselves in politics. Why? Because they sold themselves out. They've sold themselves out to the highest bidder. And Matt Gaetz is another prime example of what I'm talking about. His buddy right now that was also a part of this sex scandal, he's in prison right now. Well, they were trafficking women. But somehow or another, Matt Gaetz isn't in jail, but his buddy's in prison for it. And of course, Matt had nothing to do with it, just like the rest of them. Oh my goodness, folks. I do a whole show on the crimes of politicians, and it's interesting how they're actually prosecuted, a lot of them, after they leave office for the very crimes that we were highlighting while they were in office. When they're out of office, they're prosecuted, but they don't do it when they're in office. Why? Because they want you to believe that all is well. It is, friends, according to evil in wicked men. According to evil in wicked men. And you need to get this right. Because it's not getting better out there, friends. It's getting worse. It's getting worse. And you keep allowing these people to be promoted, then don't sit there and complain about the establishment, because that's exactly who these people are. They're there to protect. They're there as the foxes protecting the chickens in the coop. Period. And that's exactly what Jordan's been doing far too long, and every other one of them. If you go to Ecclesiastes 12:13, it says, this is the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. See ya.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.